know, in addition to federal hiring reform initiatives that are underway through OPM and OMB in the administration, you know, government executives are getting it. They get that something has to be done.
I was reading Government Executive has a story this week on their cover of their magazine. This is a hard to do, though.
It is hard to do, and I think one of the things that, you know, is a little bit shocking to me as you look at some of the data that's in the survey, is that federal managers said that they wish their chief human capitals would take greater ownership of the hiring process. So I think, you know, again, not a surprise there. There is a chief executive or a chief human capital officer in all of the cabinet level agencies and all the major departments. There's at least somebody who's in charge of human capital. You know, in every agency across government, they have to be the stewards of all of this. But what's kind of shocking to me, Chris, as I look at some of the other information in here, is that you have things from hiring managers or from the federal executives that said, for instance, that no chief human capital officer ever asked them if he or she was staffed adequately.
Hmm.
That's an indictment, certainly, against that agency's Chico to some extent, but it's also an indictment a little bit on federal executives as well. Yes, there's a chief human capital officer. Yes, there's a HR manager in every agency, but this is also something, and this is where I'm not quite sure everybody gets it yet. Everybody's in this together.
Yeah.
And I get a little bit of a sense through this survey that they're really putting a lot of these federal executives are kind of putting the blame at the doorstep of the chief human capital officers and the HR directors, saying that's your role, but they're actually not accepting or taking some of that responsibility on for themselves. Another good example of that, actually, several suggested that chief human capital officers ought to create a roadmap for career tracks within different agency functions. So, in other words, somebody coming into acquisition at an entry level, where are they 3 years from now? Where are they 4 years from now? And they suggested that could include things like the skills that are required to move around, extracurricular or educational activities that they need that would benefit to help them move, you know, throughout the tracks of a SID position. You know what? I'm not sure, and I do a lot of interaction with chief human capital officers. I'm not sure how many chief human capital officers could easily identify what the skills are that are required for an acquisition specialist to move up to a contracting specialist to up through the ranks.
Yeah.
Isn't that partly the hiring manager's responsibility?
Yeah.
To actually figure out what skills they need and how to make that happen? So again, I think that's one of the shocks in some of the responses here to this survey.
And telework continues to be it's funny, I was out at the NextGen conference earlier this week, hanging out with kids earlier, and it's one of the things that real frustration, why can't we telework?
Yeah, and again, that was the most often cited issue was the hiring process itself. You know, second and not far behind was the issue of telework and flexible work arrangements. And again, I think, you know, we've got to do a better job, as you said, for, you know, these young people that you were at this conference with. But, you know, flexible work arrangements and telework isn't simply a generational issue anymore. It's an issue that affects everybody. And people really want to have the flexibility and the opportunity to be able to work without having hard and fast restrictions on you have to be at your desk and you have to be, you know, in this office in order to make that happen.
And it's interesting, and I was listening to the morning show this morning, and they had the folks who are actually doing the assessment on this results-only work environment, the ROW project that OPM is doing,
yeah,
where there are no, you know, there's no clocks, there's no 9-to-5, there's get your job done. And as long as I've been following government stuff, that's what everyone keeps saying, whether it's acquisition process or HR or whatever, focus on the results. And yet government tends not to do that. We like focusing on the bits of it. It seems to me that this is something that can actually cause you to force everyone to focus on the results because you're not paying attention to the other stuff.
You know, I think that's absolutely right. And again, if we're focused on the results of things, I think it becomes much easier to envision an entirely different work environment than what most of us are accustomed to or necessarily see friends or colleagues in as well.
Yeah, and just why do we care when somebody works? It just I understand that it's a managerial thing, but I honestly don't get it.
Yeah, you're not alone in not getting it, Chris. Again, I think you know what we really have to do is look at. And again, you pointed out early when results matter, and getting the results matter more than whether or not somebody's spending time at their desk in front of their computer in their seat, then we've actually made then we've made the right progress.
Yeah. So what comes out of these? And there are a lot of surveys out there. What do these actually impact? Do these have some impetus to push things aside? I mean, I know OPM's trying to improve the hiring process. They're just they're getting a lot of pushback.
Well, and again, I think you know we started off this segment saying one of the most important things to me in this survey is that this is of government executives. This is of hiring managers, and they're actually saying that this is the number one issue that they're dealing with, the hiring process. So you know, regardless of whether OPM is rolling anything out, whether the administration is pushing on them. The fact that hiring managers and government executives are actually seeing that the number one issue that they're dealing with, this is the number one issue across government right now, they're saying, is the hiring process. That actually, I think, Chris, to me, sends a very good signal that, you know what, the right people are beginning to pay attention to this. It's not simply, and that's, again, you know, I spoke a lot about don't simply put this at the feet of the CHECO and the hiring managers. That's actually the bright, shining glimmer of hope here for me is that in this, federal executives have said, you know what, the hiring process does matter. It matters that we get good people on board. It matters that we focus on work-life balance. It matters that we're looking at other flexible work arrangements. It matters that we're paying attention to career development. It matters that we're focused on onboarding. If you look at those major issues that came out of this survey, they're really about the people. And getting maximizing performance from people. And I think that's actually a very good sign of things to come.